Baptism and fire changes stuff. Amazing. My focus on my purpose for that moment was very clear. I was not easily distracted. Something about being covered with flames that just helps you to understand there's really only one thing that's necessary right now. So if what you got enables you to go like this, that's wonderful, but it's not the same. The baptism of fire releases a whole new thing. Sometimes burning flesh. Look in this verse. The key verse for this in Matthew 11 is this phrase. Verse 5, blessed is he who is not offended in me. Why would that follow a statement like this? Recently, we looked at this and we emphasized the fact that John the Baptist has come to the end of his life. He's concerned that he had done what he was supposed to do. He's the forerunner to the Messiah. And so he sends word back to Jesus, the one that he pointed to, saying, he is the Christ, he's the Messiah. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And he sends a runner, he sends a servant, a messenger, a helper to go ask him, are you the one or not? And he's reevaluating, you know, did I do right? I'm at the end of my life. I know I'm about to lose my head. Did I do what I was supposed to do? It's a great question. Jesus doesn't give him a biblical, a doctrinal statement about him being the Messiah. He just showed him the fruit. You know, this kind of fruit only comes from this kind of tree. And then Jesus follows it up with this very strange statement. Blessed is he who's not offended in me. Why? Look a little later in the chapter and you'll find why. Verse 17. We played the flute for you. Jesus is talking about he and John. He says, we played the flute for you. You did not dance. We mourned to you. You did not lament. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Wisdom is justified by her children. I'd like to suggest to you that John, while he was able to point out who the Christ was, he had no clue what kind of ministry the Messiah would have. What was John? Jesus says, we played the flute, you didn't dance, we mourned, you didn't weep. Who was the mourner?